getting dressed should not be that hard. And yet somehow, whenever I'm like trying to dress up to go on a date or do something fun with Austin, I'm usually standing in front of a full closet thinking, I have nothing to wear. And that is why I love Armoire. Armoire makes getting dressed easy with a clothing rental membership that builds a wardrobe just for you with high quality, unique brands that actually make sense for your life. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, pick items from your personalized closet, and they show up at your door in as little as 2 days. When you're ready for something new, you just swap them out and that's it. I've been using Armoire because my body, my lifestyle, and just my personal style have all changed, and buying new clothes every time just isn't feeling realistic. One of my favorite pieces I've rented was actually this white and blue dress that Austin and I went to a Teddy Swims concert. I wore the dress. I actually posted a video of us dancing at the concert and it went kind of viral. And I had so many people asking me where I got this dress, and I rented it from Armoire. And I'll also be honest, I've always felt guilty about how many things in my closet I've only worn once, if at all. Some things still have a tag on them, but Armoire completely changed that for me. I get to stay on trend, wear beautiful designer pieces, and then there's also like loungewear that I love too. I had this really beautiful floral Kate Spade wind jacket, like wind blazer. It was so cute. I wore it on vacation, got lots of compliments, and then when I didn't feel like wearing it anymore, you just send it back. It's so easy. Another huge bonus, Armoire is women-founded and women-led. They even spotlight women-owned designers, which makes me feel good about where my money is going. So if you're struggling to define your style right now, or maybe your body is changing because of fitness or pregnancy or just life, Armoire is such a good solution. You can size up, size down, try new silhouettes, and swap whenever you need to. There's no commitment, no pressure, just clothes that fit you where you are. And somehow it's all designer without the designer price tag. Instead of spending hundreds on one dress that I might wear one time, I kind of get this rotating closet of high-end pieces for a fraction of the cost. Fashion math finally makes sense. It's not girl math, it's fashion math. One feature I have to mention is quarterly rentals, because Armoire is the only rental company that lets you keep favorite pieces for an entire season for just $10 a month. So if you find something you truly love, you don't have to give it back right away. And if you decide to keep it, then that fee ends up going towards the final purchase. You get to decide what stays for a month, a season, or forever. And right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 60% off their first month. That's up to $150 off. Just visit armoire.style/mama. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/mama, MAMA, to get up to 60% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today and thank me tomorrow.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Mama Mystery. I am your host, Kelly. On a quiet morning in Central Texas, a 911 call came in from a young mother who sounded terrified and exhausted. She said she had just woken up, walked through her house, and noticed that something wasn't right. A door was open, the guns were gone, and then she found her husband. Now, at first, it looked like the kind of crime people don't expect to happen in a place like this. It was a safe neighborhood, family living next door, 3 small children asleep in their beds. The kind of town where people left their doors unlocked and assumed nothing bad happens before sunrise. But almost immediately, the details did not line up. The scene was too quiet, too orderly. The story felt rushed in some places and overly detailed in others, which we know are red flags. And as investigators began asking questions, it became clear that whatever happened inside that house did not fit neatly into the explanation that was being offered to them. So what followed wasn't exactly a straightforward whodunit. There were no obvious suspects, no clear motive, no dramatic confession at first, just a growing sense that the truth was buried somewhere beneath routine, trust, and a version of events that kept shifting. And the deeper investigators looked, the more uncomfortable the questions became, not just about what happened that morning, but about what had been happening long before it. This case is a twisty roller coaster, and just when you think it's over, it's definitely not over. This is the case of Keith Gentry. And this episode is going to be a Patreon exclusive as a thank you to my loyal listeners that subscribe to our Patreon and help support this show every month. So if you want to hear the full story, you can go to patreon.com/mamamystery. I'll have a link in the description of this episode if you'd like to hear the full thing. Thank you so much to our loyal Patreons who show up every month supporting this channel. I see you and I'm so grateful for you. Without further ado, let's get into this story.